This is WLRN News. I'm Jenny Stiletovich. This has been a rough week for Florida, but there's some rare good news coming out of the Bahamas. It has to do with the Queen Conch, the beloved and versatile ambassador for the island's breezy charm. The conch shares the same colors as a Bahamas sunset. It can be a horn or a fritter. It's also in danger of vanishing. A study last year found numbers are dropping so fast that the commercial fishery could dry up in just 10 to 15 years, like it did in Florida decades ago. Now, for the first time, scientists with Chicago's Shedd Aquarium have documented a thriving conch population on a remote Bahamian bank. Phil Souza says when he was a kid, diving for conch near his grandmother's house in Exuma was as easy as going for a swim.
I was 6 years old, and I could just snorkel and go pick up conch.
Souza's getting his PhD in fisheries management now at the University of Texas.
I would go out with my friend from Roll Town in Exuma, and he would go spearfishing, but I was too young, so my contribution was always going around and collecting conch for dinner.
He says those days are long gone. Queen conch are disappearing from the Bahamas from years of heavy fishing, and that's despite efforts to save them in preserves and with limits on what can be harvested.
I've noticed decreases even in my lifetime.
Souza and Shedd conch biologist Andy Cow now think they may have discovered a potential lifeline for the Bahamas conch. It's on remote Keesaw Bank. The bank covers more than 2,000 square miles, wedged between Florida, the Bahamas, and Cuba. Here's Cow.
It is a huge endeavor to go off and survey an area robustly in search of the animal. And one of the most important things, of course, about protecting an animal is you have to know how many they are, where they are, and what that population is like.
Local fishermen had told Cal they thought the bank was loaded with conch, but few had made the voyage to see for themselves. It's more than 100 miles from the Bahamas' westernmost island and straddles the powerful Gulf Stream, so ocean conditions are rough.
It is really big, and a lot of people don't even know that this place exists.
Over 10 days, a team of 12 divers, including Souza and Cal from the Shedd Aquarium, made more than 180 dives looking for conch. An aquarium based in Chicago might seem like an unusual research partner for the Bahamas, but the museum has actually been working in the islands on iguanas and sharks and other projects since the 1980s.
While we were there, we visited six different rough areas, and pay attention to that scale too, because all of these are huge areas.
Cow is talking to me via Zoom, and he's showing me a satellite image of the enormous bank with nearly 100 tiny islands. It's under Bahamian authority, but you can clearly see it's closer to Cuba than the Bahamas, so it's hard for the Bahamas to patrol. The biggest island, Keesaw Island, gets monitored by the U.S. Coast Guard for strandings, and especially people fleeing Cuba.
If you zoomed in here, you could see they're very small specks of rock, basically, that provide a little bit of lee. So this is a great opportunity for us to get a little relief from the constant swell and waves over the 10 days that we were there.
The bank is mostly shallow, between 30 and 50 feet deep, fringed by a reef and blanketed by seagrass. That's perfect grazing grounds for queen conch. And because it's so remote, it doesn't get hit as hard by fishermen.
You know, you hear these old-timey tales about what once was, and every single time we got in the water, we found animals. And wow. Well, that's an exaggeration, right? It's like 80% of the time, literally. You know, if you use like a cow analogy on that, it's, you know, a great pasture.
There were areas where you would descend down and there were conch as far as the eye could see.
Souza and Cow say this is one of the largest populations of queen conch ever documented in the Caribbean. The largest number previously counted in the Bahamas around the grassy keys averaged 180 for every couple of acres. In Keesaw, some locations had as many as 300. Surveys west of Puerto Rico and in Desembarco del Granma National Park in Cuba also turned up high numbers of conch, but those studies covered much smaller areas, only about a fifth of the size of this survey.
And it wasn't just breeding adults that we were finding here. The paper is only talking about adults because that is the general focus for fishery, right? And for regulation, you want to protect the existing reproductive stocks. We also found a huge number of juveniles there.
And that, he says, is a really important part of this story. That means the conch are making lots of babies.
If you remember where they are, I'll just pull up another little figure here. I don't know how small.
He's showing me a model of currents coming off the bank. They indicate some of the Keesall conch are literally sending their larvae hundreds of miles off the bank to repopulate other overfished areas of the Bahamas. Cal says without the Keesall conch, those places might have even fewer conch.
So we have this population that hadn't been described before, but then is thriving and is likely contributing animals elsewhere to the Bahamas. And that obviously, as a scientist and someone who cares deeply about conservation, gets you excited. There's always hesitation, right, about sharing that because you worry that someone's going to go off and, you know, poach them down.
Ultimately, he and Sousa decided the benefit of reporting their findings outweighed the risk. They hope now the Bahamas will do more to protect the conch on the bank. And there's a reason numbers and being close to each other are so important when it comes to conch.
A male and a female actually have to knock into each other in order to mate. And as you might imagine, from a slow-moving snail, the likelihood of that greatly decreases the fewer of them that there are, to a point where they don't even bother trying to mate.
Given what Cal and Sousa found, they say queen conch fishing here should be closed for now so more studies can be done. They say they only covered a tiny fraction of the vast bank. So at the very least, more surveys are needed to see what a mostly undisturbed population of conch actually looks like and how it behaves.
For science, like this is one of those places where you have a not pristine population because it has been harvested down some, but one of the best case natural, using quotations there, populations that still exist in the Caribbean today.
In 2015, Keesall was added to the list of protected areas in the Bahamas. The country vowed to protect 20% of its waters by 2020, but it's yet to come up with a plan.
I shudder to think of what would happen if it was removed.
Andy Cow worries that without the right plan and more protections for conch around the islands, the Bahamas could wind up like Florida, where the conch population crashed in the 1970s and never came back. Before Florida's conch vanished, they were just as ubiquitous and meaningful here, a calling card for a republic without worry. Now, to see history repeat itself in the same lifetime, maybe that should make us wonder about more than the conch. I'm Jenny Stiletovich in Miami, and this is WLRN News.